All this, however, was easily passed off as a communist rhetoric by the Masonic West. However, on October the 26th, 1986, the Sunday Express became the first Western newspaper to run a front-page story confirming the findings of the Indian and Soviet newspapers entitled AIDS Made in Lab Shock. The outbreak of AIDS has been linked to vaccine programs around the world. The internationally respected London Times newspaper published an article at the front-page story on May the 11th, 1987, entitled Smallpox Vaccine Triggered AIDS. The article establishes a direct correlation between the smallpox vaccine administered by the World Health Organization to an estimated 50 to 70 million people in different Central African countries and the subsequent outbreaks of AIDS in those regions. The World Health Organization is the medical wing of the United Nations. The evidence suggests that AIDS is a genetically engineered virus spread through vaccination programs in third world countries, germ warfare against the innocent and the weak, aimed at eliminating an entire populace off the face of the earth. AIDS is nothing other than the modern day final solution, and all of this for the purpose of installing an economic policy that would give complete global domination to the Masonic West. However, for the Freemasons, economic domination on its own is not enough. In order to have Masonic governments at the head of global union, under complete Masonic control, an economic union may suffice. But to keep it there, they would need a military union, and that union would be none other than the UN. The United Nations is a general assembly of the majority of the nations of the world. Britain, France, and America are already ranked within the five major powers of its Security Council, with the others being Russia and China. This means they have enough power to veto any motions passed. In December 1992, the President of the General Assembly declared that the UN must become a functional world parliament and went on to say that the UN should be equipped with its own intelligence service. However, the UN has already attained military power. It operates its own army, an army that stood back while thousands of Muslims were killed by the Serbs in Bosnia, and instead implement an arms embargo that left the Muslims without any means of self-defense. When UN soldiers were sent to wage war against General Mohammed Farah Aidid during the months between June and October 1993, American helicopters fired on hospitals, houses, and civilian crowds, killing hundreds of unarmed people. After an attack in which 71 died, the head of the UN mission, Admiral Jonathan Howe, said, "We knew what we were hitting. It was well planned." This was a clear breach of the Geneva Convention, but when the US military attorney was confronted on these points, his reply was that the Geneva Convention did not apply to the UN forces on the technicality that the UN is not the signatory to the convention. In other words, UN troops were free to commit any war crimes or atrocities they wanted and were above any law. In fact, the UN, far from bringing peace with it as it claims, instead has spread corruption in the land, leaving a trail of death and destruction wherever it has gone. Days of the Cold War, the very existence of the Soviet Union, meant that the Freemasons' path to a global government would take time. Now that communism has been destroyed, it seems that the Freemasons can at last use the UN to achieve their goals of a global government. Therefore, having the entire world at their grasp, with none to stand in their way, or so they thought. For as the earth cries out because of the corruption and injustice they have spread over the land, through the agonizing centuries of their domination, the world is witnessing the reawakening of an old warrior. Now, the Freemasons have another enemy to contend with, an enemy which they have thought that they have destroyed, an enemy that will never bow down to the evil and demonic plan of the Freemasons. That enemy is Islam, and against it, they have declared war. However, the Muslims have already been forewarned about an enemy that will face them, the last prophet of God. Muhammad said that a man will appear after the Muslims have conquered a Roman city called Constantinople. He will first appear as a tyrannical king, then he will be claimed to be a prophet, and finally, he will claim to be the Lord God himself. Already the first part of the prophecy has been fulfilled. Constantinople was conquered and renamed Istanbul. The prophet further foretold that this liar would start to conquer the world, country by country, fortress by fortress, region by region, town by town, and no place will remain unscathed except the two holy cities of Makkah and Medina. He will possess powers to issue a command to the sky, and it will rain, and to the earth, and it will produce crops. He will call to a false religion and bring something which resembles paradise and hell. But that which resembles paradise will in fact be hell, and that which resembles hell will in fact be paradise. He is the Dajjal, meaning imposter, and he will be born with one eye, and your Lord is not one eye. It is also known that before the appearance of the Dajjal, a group of people will pave the way, setting up a system to prepare the world for his arrival. In other words, these forerunner to the Dajjal and their system will bear all the characteristics of the Dajjal, and he will be the final embodiment of these in human form. The forerunners to the Dajjal are none other than the Freemasons. The one eye is one of the ways to recognize the Dajjal. The one eye is the symbol of the Freemasons. It is part of their beliefs and is taken from ancient Egyptian mythology. In their ideology, it represents the supreme being, sometimes referred to as the great architect of the universe. The scholars of Islam say that the similitude of the Dajjal is that of the Pharaoh who tarried with the prophet Moses. The Pharaoh was a tyrannical leader who elevated himself in status and declared himself to be God. He used magicians to create illusions and fool the people and oppressed all who did not conform to his false religion. Today, the Freemasons weave another kind of magic. The illusions they create take the form of hidden or openly propagated messages in films, televisions, cartoons, music, and all the other cogs in their well-oiled media machine. And this same media machine has continuously been put into action to slander and destroy the character of Islam, following another trait of the Dajjal, who goes further and slanders God directly. The Dajjal is an oppressor to all who do not follow him. He will have powers to increase the land harvest or destroy it, depending whether the people follow him. Similarly, the Freemasonic West, through the World Bank, hold the third world nations to ransom if they do not act in accordance with their wishes. Abundance of IMF development loans are often used to ensnare such nations, and the unattainable interest payments keep them ensnared. They are forced to submit or face economic collapse and dire poverty. Another way in which the Dajjal will control the people, either deluding them or forcing them to submit, is by spreading disease. He will have the ability to spread disease or cure it, effectively playing God. And with this power, he will delude many to his false religion. The Freemasons also play with people's lives in this manner. Evidence exists showing that many viruses have created or mutated in military labs and later used in experiments on human beings. And it has been established that AIDS is a man-made tool used to suit the purposes of Masonic West.